And it's time for our fishing report with Captain Kirk from Hackberry Rod and Gun, and he joins us now live from the dining area at Hackberry Rod and Gun. And Kirk, what kind of crowd you got down there this morning getting ready to go fishing?
Well, we have a full house this morning. Have a church group out of Burney, Texas is here. This today is day number 3 for them, and they've been catching a few fish. We're not sinking the boats with them, but it's been good enough to make everybody happy.
Well, let me ask you this. When you woke up yesterday morning, did you have the little tease of fall down there like I did over here?
We did. This morning, there's more of it.
Really?
We got to have a northeast wind blowing probably about 8 to 10 right now. The temperature is 80 degrees, but there's no humidity. It's nice. It feels real nice.
If the temperature was 40 degrees lower, this would be December, you know?
You're right.
Well, what kind of fish did they catch, and how'd they catch them?
They're mainly fishing, catching mostly trout. Not many redfish right now at all. But it's all on the lower end of Calcasieu, around the jetties and up north for up to about the ferry, the old river area, is where most of the fish are being caught. The jetties probably the best spot, and some of the guys are coming in, would say they're catching theirs on live shrimp. Others, another one will come in said he caught all his on down south lures on a 3/16 ounce jig head, and another will come in say he caught his on the marker 54 glider shrimp.
Yeah, that's one of the hot baits going on right now. There's been some complaints over on the east side that people just releasing so many of these fish under 13. Are y'all having a problem with that on your end?
Look, there's tons of 12 to 13 inches we're having to catch and throw back. And the deal is the dolphin are so bad, not one fish you release gets away alive. Not one.
That's disheartening to hear that. I'm kind of wondering if we, trying to preserve something and doing more harm than good by releasing them back in there. I mean, you can't avoid.
In the area we're fishing right now, you're doing more harm. I mean, I've never seen dolphin like they are. Every boat's going to have a half dozen, 10 dolphin around their boat, catching the fish they release. Now, in the lake, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's just down there on the jetties and in the beach, even on the beachfront.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it works out. I guess time will tell whether they've made the right decision by going to that 13-inch or if they should have kept it at 12. We'll see the results. But there are plenty of small fish out there all over the state. That's what I'm hearing.
There's tons of small fish. I mean, you hear everybody coming in, you say they caught, 75, 100 fish, you could keep 20.
Right.
We're hearing that every day. So
on another species, when's your next run on flounder coming?
Probably October when they close the season.
that seems to be the way it works, isn't it?
They close it for a reason. That's when they make their run to go spawn. And and of course, it's the fine time to catch them, and you can't keep any. And that's from at least we're able to catch the tail end of the run because they close at the end of November, and if it stays relatively warm and don't get a big flood, you'll catch flounder into about mid-December.
Yeah, and after that, they're headed out for parts unknown. To see any of those little birds with the iridescent blue wings flying around, or is it still too early?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the guys don't come in today and say they've seen some. It's time for them. Usually, August, we get that first little front. You're going to see them. They're going to be coming through. I saw two a couple weeks ago, but nobody, any big reports of, many birds showing up.
Yeah, well, that's a welcome sight when we do see it. Well, Kirk, you guys have a unique situation. You keep a camera on the table down there so people real time can see what's coming in. Tell people how to access that.
Well, you can go to our website, and that's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com, and you just log in, and you can see it. We have two different cameras that show the dock down there. And, it's real time. You can see what's happening.
All right. And if people want to call you and check on some dates, school's getting back in, and people are going to be looking on primarily for some weekend trips now as summer's kind of wrapping up. Tell them how to get a hold of you by telephone.
Okay, for people out of the area, it's toll free. It's 888-762-3391.
And they can also check on availability for the duck seasons, because I'm sure you're filling up the books already.
Yeah, we are. We're filling up good. I mean, we're looking forward to a good duck season. The marshes are in excellent shape right now with all the rain we've had this year. I mean, there's a lot of duck food in the marsh.
A lot of grass. That's some good news. Kirk, thanks for the report. As always, y'all have fun with the church group, and we'll catch up with you next time for another report.
All right. Well, thank you. Good talking to you as always. You have a great show, Don.
Thank you much, Kirk. We appreciate it. It's Captain Kirk, Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, got a couple more text messages just coming in. This one wants to know, how's the fishing in Bayou Sinette? Anybody been fishing Bayou Sinette over there near Lafitte lately? Let us know. It's on the west bank of New Orleans. Got some pretty good freshwater action there on occasions. Let me know, 504-260-1870. That's our text line. Also got this one in from Robbie from Chalmette. Not the same Robbie at Campos. It's a different Robbie. They're heading to Bayou Bienvenue, fished a great wall. Send me a report next week on how you did, Robbie. We'd appreciate it. All right, when we come back, we got another fishing report coming your way. We're going to check in with Darryl Carpenter, Grand Isle. Grand Isle's getting a new fishing reef next week, and we'll be down there to document it with Bayou Wild. And eventually, Darryl might get a chance to go fish on it. We'll get him to tell you about it and more about Grand Isle fishing if you're interested in headed down to Louisiana's largest island. And we're back to do it. But first, these words on the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.